This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
a don dilly don 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 dando egg.
Egg. Okay. We're here.
Yep.
On the radio.
Kinda.
It's the radio. Same thing.
Kinda.
It's the same thing.
And it's not broadcast by a station, though.
Well, I'm actually simulcasting over a pirate radio.
We should get a real...
Some punk.
We should get a radio show. We could do it.
XM or...
No.
No, over the air.
Yeah. Cheap. Yeah. Real cheap.
Real cheap.
Let people call... Oh, shit! Have people call in.
Yep.
And try not to curse.
Cuss. No, fuck the FCC.
No, I love the FCC.
If the FCC won't let me be.
Let me be, so let me see. They try to shut me down on MTV.
That's right. So that you know what that means. Welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast, everybody.
Yep.
Already in progress. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Billy Ray Justy Boy.
You're a Billy Ray?
Billy Ray.
Does that mean you grew up down south?
I'm a good old boy.
Yeah?
Yep. Look, I like to skin animals.
I was just going to ask if you were who's been stealing the hens from the neighbor.
Yep. I've been gutting them.
You've been gutting them hens, huh?
Yeah, for sustenance.
For food.
For sustenance. Good old boy's got to do.
Good old boy does what he's got to do.
Look, I got a gigantic American flag in the back of my truck, and I got a gigantic Joe Biden for America sign.
flag. Flag.
Massive.
Yeah. That's not something you see every day or
that's
ever.
It's never something.
It's something you never see.
We've mentioned it before, but it's been a while. And I was thinking about it again the other day.
There's got to be one guy somewhere.
There is.
Definitely.
I believe it. In Colorado.
Do you think there's somebody who's got a Joe Biden and a Donald Trump flag at the same time just to fuck with people?
No.
Because who's going to get mad at them in traffic?
Everybody.
Which side?
Everybody.
Is it everybody?
Yeah.
They don't cancel each other out?
Well, no. It wouldn't be everybody, but it would, you know, one side of the road and the other side of the road.
Yeah, so.
Intersections, you know?
So how you doing today?
It all depends.
Yeah, so how you doing today?
It all depends.
What's new? I just decided I'm done talking about that one.
Yeah.
I got to move quick because my brain's just next level right now.
Yeah. Look, I'm on one.
I'm on one, too. I'm going to pull up. I'm going to pull up because I'm on one.
I've had myself a nice Don Diddly Bombino Dobando steak, baby.
Never heard of that kind. Don
Diddly Scrumptious.
Can I tell you about some breaking news?
Yeah.
A while ago, or like a week or two ago, or whatever. Who cares? Doesn't matter. Irrelevant. We met our friend... Taylor for her birthday at the Applebee's down the road. I hadn't been to Applebee's in a long time.
Applebee's.
And it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
Yep. But the highlight of that visit was one guy, and I can still picture him. He's been in my dreams ever since.
Yeah.
And in my dreams, he's walking in slow motion, and he's got like a big old beer gut.
Yeah.
He's got a t-shirt that's tucked into his jeans, right?
Yeah.
He's short and moving pretty slow.
He's stout.
He's confident.
Yeah.
And he's on his way out and he's moving slow motion. And his shirt, you ready for this?
Yeah.
It says, breaking news. I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care.
I like that. I need to get that shirt.
Breaking news. I don't care.
I like that.
I don't care about anything.
I don't care.
Who cares? It made me laugh out loud. So we should check our match.com.
Please.
Yeah, we haven't done that. So a little while back, we used to do Tinder profiles. We used to review them in a segment called Tindergarten Cop. And we got them from, you know, sometimes people would submit them, but a lot of the times we had our own account on there just for collecting other people's account or bios.
Yes.
And they fucking banned us. We got banned for life from Tinder. For life, dude.
How? Just from that email?
Just because, what email?
The email address that it was under?
Oh, right, right. Yes, exactly. Yes, that. So you could make another one with a new email address. But it's only a matter of time till that one gets taken down, too. But it might be worth a try.
We could make the name Dumb Diddly Dumdo.
Then they'll know. Last time they knew it was fake, but it did take them a while. And what was their name on there?
Doug Trio.
No.
Moose.
No.
Bung.
Bung. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bone Tomahawk was the name on there. Oh, right. You don't put your last name. So it was just Bone. Simply Bone. And the photo was a heavily altered picture of Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Everybody's favorite. Crazy for Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Gray for Brady.
Right.
Right? That's the name of that movie?
80 for Brady.
Gray for Brady would be way, way funnier.
Yeah. Gray and Brady.
Gray and Brady.
Grandbaby and Grandbaby Brady.
So anyway, yeah, we got
Gray Baby.
We got the boot, so we started a match.com profile to catfish people with. It's been pretty funny. Pretty fucking funny so far.
Yeah, what we got?
Hold on, I'm logging in.
What we got, huh?
Oh, shit. Got logged out. Hold on, I'm resetting my password. Fucking horse shit. Well, it wasn't match.com. That's why I couldn't log in. It was Plenty of Fish. Plenty of Fist. Duh.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, I'm so stupid.
I knew that, too.
Well, why don't you not say? Why do you not say?
I thought maybe there was a match.com one, too. That one you have to pay for, I think, right?
Yeah, you do. You sure do.
Huh. I thought something just sounded off.
That shit ain't right. Here we go. So yeah, when I said catfish, we're not really catfishing them. We're not pretending. Well, we're just waiting for people to message us and then like toying with them a little bit.
Yeah.
But you know, we ain't doing nobody no harm or nothing.
We're not leading anybody on.
No, of course not. Of course not. Of course not. Of course not.
We're just saying silly stuff to them.
Of course not.
And they usually probably have an idea that it's fake after.
They should. If they don't, they definitely should. Yeah, and the picture on the account was created by AI and is just a little bit off. Scrolling past it, you might not think anything of it, but you get close and you realize shit ain't right.
Right.
Okay, we got a message from a fellow calls himself Aviator.
Yep. New. Is this a new message?
Yeah.
Or have we, okay.
Brand new, fresh. Hey, Aviator. Hi. You want to fly my aeroplane? Huh? Aviator. And he's wearing Aviator glasses, too, in the picture. And
is that what he said?
What?
Did he say that? You want to fly my aeroplane?
No, that was just me.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, he looks like a good old boy, kind of. I don't know. He looks like a robber. He looks like he's doing a robbery, but, like, in the 80s. He says nothing serious, but seriously funny. He's up in Lebanon.
He's talking about his cock.
The funny part?
Yeah, yeah.
It's nothing serious, but it's seriously funny.
Right.
He said, nice profile. Who doesn't love string cheese? LOL. I must have listed string cheese as an interest or something.
What do you mean there? What do you mean, stupid?
What do you mean, stupid? Okay. Let's see. Oh, the conversations must not last.
Or he might have on.
Because, well, no, we had a ton before. We had like several going at once.
Yeah, but then
I doubt they all deleted it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I bet they time out.
Are there any more?
That's it.
Damn.
Unfortunately. But we've got, at least 27 people interested in the, in our account. So
good, good.
Our podcast might get laid.
It's going to get humped.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a religious experience.
Relingulous.
Relingulous experience. Experience.
Would you like to experience me?
Yes.
Yes.
Would you like to experience my Peterson?
Do you want to experience me, Daddy?
Zaddy.
I'm more of an experience than a fuck toy. I was thinking about something earlier.
Oh, that's a first.
Yeah. I was thinking about this.
Was a famous trumpet man from all Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top.
He's a top.
But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowin' up. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow his Uncle Sam a tooth. It really brought him down because he couldn't toot. The captain seemed to
understand.
Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company toots when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot,
a toot, a toot, a toot, a toot,
a toot, a toot,
a toot.
He can't blow a man unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes a toot when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a bugle, he was busy as a bee. When he plays, he makes a he's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. He can't blow a toot if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company toots when he plays reveille. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B.
The remix. It's so, it's really weird that
yeah, I'm a bugle boy.
That there was
yeah, I'm a boogie woogie bugle boy. Company B.
It's crazy that that's a thing in the military, being a bugle boy.
What is a bugle boy?
They're the guy who goes do. That's reveille, and they play that at the morning to wake up the freaking troops, dude.
Wow, I had some pants called Bugle Boy back in the day.
Really.
Bugle Boy pants. Look them up.
I know. I had Bugle Boys. Are you fucking shitting
yeah,
me?
You probably
dude?
Had more than one pair of Bugle Boys. I only had one. Those are my good pants.
I got the Bugle Men.
Those are my church pants. I wore my Bugle Boys. I put on my prison Mike bandana.
And you went to the
matching bandanas with my dad.
St. Anthony's Church.
Then we went down to St. Anthony's Church, said a couple prayers, drank a couple beers.
Yeah, so.
Yep. Did a confession. Got ashed.
Got ashed?
Yeah, Ash Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This will put some dirt on your forehead.
He puts a little dirt on your forehead. He makes you look like Wesley Willis.
Who's that?
He was Rock and Roll McDonald.
Oh, right. Okay.
That guy.
Yep.
He would headbutt people, and he had a big mark on his head because of it.
Headbutt?
I'll show you.
He did a headbutt?
He did a headbutt.
Wow. And left a permanent mark?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm a boogie woogie company. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm a boogie woogie boy, and I'm doing it for me. I'm a boogie woogie bee, and I'm running up the street. I'm a boogie bee. Yeah, I'm a woogie bee.
A woogie bee.
I'm a boogie woogie bee, and I'm bubbling down the street.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, the next thing we're going to do is a little segment that was brought to you by resident Justy Boy.
Oh, yeah.
If you think you got the sand.
I got the stones.
You got the grit.
Oh.
I'm a 12 grit, 13 grit sandpaper kind of guy.
Hey, you see my grits around? Or
13 grit, sandpaper 12 gauge shotgun. So what is it?
I'm finding them. Give me a minute.
Do you know what the segment's called?
Yeah, the segment. I got it now.
Okay.
The segment's called Missed Connections.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be specifically New Hampshire Missed Connections.
But we go on countrywide.
Not anymore. Look, I fixed it. I fixed the mic.
Thanks.
Okay, I'm talking better.
That's much better. Yeah. Better waveforms.
Yeah, I know.
So.
I know. I'm okay, look, keep an eye. I'm trying to be better. I'm trying to do better.
Simply do.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it's called Missed Connections. It used to just be New Hampshire Missed Connections. Now it's mostly Boston Missed Connections.
Okay. Which means the accent.
Some of them. This one's new. This is North Nashua.
The but accent makes everything better.
North Nashua, I feel like could still be, you know.
North Nashua. They're still talking like that up there.
Sure, yeah.
Sure.
Sure, sure, sure.
Of course.
This one's titled TJ Maxx and Nashua Checkout Line. And this one's only funny because of a because of a typo. Forgot a letter.
Oh, damn.
And it makes the whole thing pretty funny. It was, you came through my checkout line. You're very attractive, won. And I'd like to see you again.
Lone?
Won. W-O-A-N. Forgot the M.
Woan.
Yeah. You are very attractive, won. Yeah, I'd like to see you again on my checkout line sometime. So.
I have never seen a woan like you before.
This one, I didn't understand this one at all.
Okay, mystery.
I think it's, I don't ski. I think it's a lot of skiing lingo.
I skied a few times, maybe I'll know. Just a few times, I fell down, I hurt. Ice.
It says, this is from Mount Washington. It says, saw your analog thermometer keychain and large snow steak at Hojo's. What's Hojo's?
Hojo's?
Yeah, Mount Washington.
Hojo. That could be anything.
I don't know.
That could be, it's probably a coffee shop, Java.
Okay. Snow steak, and it's S-T-A-K-E, not a steak that you...
Oh, then that's like a camping thing, probably.
Yeah. Here.
Those steaks that hold the tent down.
Your analog thermometer keychain slightly dangled in the breeze on the way up the TRT.
Dude, your analog...
Can you put something sexy under this?
Is this a sexy one?
I mean, it can be.
Okay.
All right, you got something sexy rolling?
Yeah, you don't hear that?
I hear it now.
It goes like...
Yep, yep. Your analog thermometer keychain slightly dangled in the breeze on the way up the TRT. I watched as you skinned the flat sections in your steepest climbing aids.
Okay.
I saw you dip into the snow steak plot. Did you not see me checking you out? I have so many stellar... What's dendrites? 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 Dendrite?
Dendrites?
D-E-N-D-R-I-T-E-S. What is that?
I don't know. Something to do with the tree because of the dend.
Okay.
I'll check.
I have so many stellar dendrites for you. Don't be mad about my backyard temperature gauges. I recently broke up with Frank Karras and would love to meet up and have you sign my copy of the Portland Press Herald.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay.
I don't know what any of that shit means, but
so
it was it caught my eye.
I'll be honest with you, I tuned out because I was looking up dendrites. Did I miss anything?
You want to put the sexy music back on? Finish up?
Yeah, here it comes.
Okay.
You
ran at the... You want me to start over? What do you want me to do?
No.
Dendrites, okay.
Just from dendrites.
I have so many stellar dendrites for you. Don't be mad about my backyard temperature gauges. I recently broke up with Frank Karras and would love to meet up and have you sign my copy of the Portland Press Herald.
This is all code. Definitely code.
Yeah?
Too much jargon. What do you think you're that? You're not that Stella of a hiker.
Right.
You know? Trails.
This next one, I am excited about. It's very good. Looking for Seth Sotkiss. Sotka. S-O-T-K-E-S.
Okay.
Or Stogie.
Stogie?
Yeah, S-T-O-G-I. And this is in Fremont.
Okay.
It says, looking for scumbag con man Seth, biggest puss of shit. Come see me so I can give you your due piece of shit.
Your due one piece of shit.
Your due piece of shit. Yes, yeah. Yes.
I owe you one piece of shit.
I like puss of shit.
Puss.
Yeah, misspelling there. That's real funny.
I hope you get what you need. Goby or whatever. What was his name?
Stogie.
Stogie.
No, it's not Stogie. He's looking for Seth.
Seth?
Yeah. Oh, he said or Stogie, but he was mostly calling out Seth in the post.
Seth is a con man.
Right, yeah. Scumbag con man.
Yeah.
So.
He fucking stole my four-wheeler.
As opposed to the con men that aren't scumbags, you know?
There are some nice ones.
I know. Okay.
Okay. Sexy music or
no? No,
what kind
no.
of music?
No music. This
no
one.
No lights. No music. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
System of a Down.
Yeah. This is there's three of these. It starts with this is North Conway. It's titled.
Yeah.
That is good bread. Walmart.
Good fucking bread, dude.
Yeah. You'll know who I am if you are interested in getting to know each other. I would.
I would interested.
Yeah. And then reply to that. Bread, Walmart, North Conway. Who are you referring to? And then there's a reply to that one. Reply. Good bread, Walmart, North Conway. Holy crust. You? Butter what? Butter rise up and make a toast because I'm raising my brand. It's me.
What the fuck?
We need to say rye again like yesterday dough.
Oh, my God.
Poke it and pat it. Mark it with a C. Yes, soon.
A C?
Yeah.
What's that?
Mark it with a C. Yes, soon? I don't know. No, because there's a comma after the C. Mark it with a C. Yes, soon.
That's... Is that like it's either like the real life Riddler or
I just think it's somebody that saw the post and was messing with them by making a bunch of bread puns.
No, not a chance. Make this is the real deal.
This one's from Back Bay.
Oh, I've been up there.
Yep. Says sorry, walking near Calm Ave on that walking path island thing.
Oh, I know the
That's
one.
That's what it's titled.
Down Commonwealth?
Yep, yep. You walked past us, lifted your coat to reveal a perfectly formed posterior and tight sweatpants, then turned around and smiled. Sorry, I didn't
look
know.
Look at my butt.
Sorry, I didn't know how to respond. Never been in that situation before. So tried to smile back, but it came off more as a grimace. What I should have said is this. Nice butt.
Nice fucking
nice
butt.
Nice butt. But
hey, nice butt.
So there's that one. This one is
nice butt.
You missed your flight at Nantucket Airport.
There's a Nantucket Airport?
I don't know.
Oh.
Westwood.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I don't either. Don't care either. TBH.
You missed the last flight out going to Boston.
Me?
I was pre-flight in my airplane and noticed you looked really upset. How could I not offer you a ride? I got you home safe and sound. We had a few awesome aviation adventures after that with day trips in my airplane before you got the new job and moved. Hoping to reconnect with my fly girl. Hoping to reconnect with my fly girl so we can continue the awesome adventures. Contact me.
Okay.
I just love my fly girl.
My fly girl.
Hey, you want to be my fly girl? Hey, fly girl. Just show me your foots at 2,000 feet. Let me suck on your toenails at 10,000 feet.
Oh, my God. That works out too perfectly.
Hey, fly girl.
So, by the way, dendrites. I never told you. They are appendages that are designed to receive communications from other cells. They resemble a tree-like structure, forming projections that become stimulated by other neurons and conduct the electrochemical charge to the cell body. Body. Yeah. So they're talking about neuroscience and shit.
Okay.
That's the only dendrite I can find, so. Anyway, this move on.
Pembroke, Mass. Sure. Titled Duncan Cigarette Break.
Okay.
Saw you at Dunk's finishing up a cig just in time to get your coffee. I was three cars behind you in my truck. I think you may have seen me admiring you. I would have stopped to at least say hi, but you got in your way. Let me know if you're out there. It's a shot in the dark, but worth a try.
Definitely worth a try. That's how love is born.
Right.
So I'd follow up.
I think you're right. Worth a shot.
Worth a shot. You know, he never killed nobody.
Sure. And that was like perfectly detailed and stuff too. Like that's how you do it. That's how it's done.
Right. Because on the off chance,
look, I know it's probably dumb and stupid. I'm gonna probably waste my time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I know this. It's right. So stupid.
Yeah.
But I do. But I simply do.
But I simply do.
Maybe it worked.
Oh, okay.
This one's in Maynard.
Maynard.
The woman who cut my hair, 126. Tool? I have tried different people in the area, but you're the best at your job by far. Being attractive is a plus, but you're sweet also. Yesterday, I noticed your pretty eyes.
Okay. Was that it?
That's it.
That was just like, I got to get this off my chest kind of thing.
Yeah. You have such beautiful eyeballs.
I can't stop thinking about your eyeballs.
I like the one that has two pupils.
They were a little fucked up. Honestly, they were kind of fucked up looking. Your eyeballs.
Poor vision.
They spooked me.
Poor vision. We missed the red line train together last night, okay?
Okay.
This is Kendall, MIT to Davis. You were a young woman with great posture and green shoes I met last night. We rushed down the stairs last night just to miss the outbound red line train at Kendall. You said that maybe I was meant to miss it. Oh. After exchanging a few pleasantries, we remained in silence until you got off at Davis and smiled goodbye. I didn't want to bother you then, but now I am regretting it. You seemed so kind and mysterious, and I liked your funky green shoes, for girl. If you see this and want to be bothered, reply. I'm the guy in the black coat.
Yeah, I want to be bothered.
I'd love to be bothered by you.
Please, if when you do actually get in touch, here's my number. When you do call,
yeah,
make sure that it's when it's inconvenient.
Yeah, dinner time. I'm sitting down, trying to have dinner with my family.
Or, you know, I'm, you know, copulating.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. Yeah, I just liked that was just like a total nothing. Like, you could just tell that it was like not, it was, he's just reading it way too far into this thing.
Oh, of course.
Most are, but, you know.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, that one is, but like, especially was like, yeah, no, this guy, he read that one wrong.
Yeah, very wishful thinking at best.
Yeah. This next one's in Danvers. This one's fucking romantic.
Okay.
I got a hot on, like, just look, read, dig it about it.
Okay.
It's called Total Wine. That's what it's called. Total Wine.
And it makes your boner horny, is that what you're saying?
It really makes my boner horny.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, okay, I'm ready.
It's rocking.
I'm ready.
Talked with you at the Nips section. Told you butterscotch was the best.
The liquor store?
Yeah. You asked about apple pie, one word. If by some miracle you see this, reach out. Love to share some nips with you.
You asked about apple pie?
Yeah.
So a stranger just like walks up to him in the nip section.
I believe it's an employee of Total Wine.
Oh, an employee.
Talked with you at the nip section. Told you butterscotch was the best. Smiley face. You asked about apple pie. Smiley face with four chins. If by some miracle you see this, reach out. Love to share some nips with you. And then another smiley face with two chins.
Dude, you want to share a nip? That's how you know it's for real and forever.
The first one also has two chins.
Sharing
just
a nip.
Two, not four. She has to correct that.
Sharing a nip with somebody.
Yeah. Nothing more romantic.
There's nothing. It's sacred.
Sharing a nip with the teller at Total Wine.
Yeah.
Going in the you know.
She came up to me and she asked me. She asked me about that apple pie. She asked me.
She, me?
Me.
Me. This next one is Blonde Bank Teller.
Mm-hmm.
We chatted about bad marriages. I do wanted to ask you out. If you see this, get back to me. We could have a great time together.
Oh, wow.
I do wanted to ask you out. I do wanted to do that.
I do want to.
Look, I do want to.
I do not want not do.
I do not want to not do. So, okay. This one's Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Las Vegas, Zach Bagans Haunted Museum.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I met this girl in the Zach Bagans Haunted Museum.
Oh, God.
It was March 12th, 2022. We both were exchanging glances. After many a time, we were smiling and not looking away from each other. She was on a trip with her family. I believe they were from Hawaii. All I can remember is that she had short black hair and a small tattoo on her upper back.
Oh, sick.
And then a separate thing says, I believe I heard her name was Alisa.
Dude, the thing is, she was never even there.
No, she was a fucking ghost.
She was a specter.
And so was her dad.
Yeah.
He's a mostly dust.
Yeah, bones.
But wow. Rich in spirit.
Yo, yeah, very rich energies.
Yep, 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 yep. This one is it's titled Why.
Why come?
I don't know where it is. The age of this person, 41.
Why come do?
Man, why?
Why?
Man for woman.
Okay.
I read a lot of postings on here saying how the women on here are looking for a long-term relationship, LTR.
Mm-hmm.
But how is that when the minute you send them pic, they're communicating with you or they just don't respond at all. And when they do, it's some girl just trying to get you to sign up at website. Look, I know I'm the best looking man on here. Instead, why don't some of actually take the time to get to know me? And not judge me by my looks. I'm here looking for random hookup. I'm looking for a long-term relationship with an honest woman who won't play mind games or hurt me. I have a lot of love to share for that one special lady. Well, this being said, hope I hear from one of you that wants something real. If not, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
No more communication.
Why?
Because this person has nothing to offer.
How do you? You don't know?
Yes, I do.
You can't judge a book by its Craigslist post. Post.
Okay, this one is this one's old. This one's from 2012, and I found it on Google. But 2012? I thought it was really funny. Yeah.
John Cusack.
2012.
Yellowstone.
Yeah, I think you'll understand.
Understand.
Yep. To the girl who took a gamble on a fart and lost.
Oh, no. Diarrhea.
22. We met on Craigslist, so I'm hoping that this post finds you.
Mm.
I know that it could quite possibly be the most humiliating first date that you have ever been on, but I'm willing to look past that. I thought we had chemistry sitting at Applebee's sharing that basket of Cajun tots while drinking the Amstel Light. I really felt like there was a connection there. I found you to be intelligent and witty and looked forward to further conversation with you. At some point in life, everyone has gambled on a fart and lost. It just happened to be on the first date in the passenger seat of my car. Please don't feel bad.
Oh my God.
The package I sent you with Pepto the next day and note that said first dates are always a crapshoot, call me, was meant to be funny, not offensive.
No way. way.
I have gambled on a fart and lost on multiple occasions. The first time I did, it was very memorable. It happened when I was 5 and sitting on my uncle's lap. I am lactose intolerant, but love cheese. I probably win 95% of the time, but I don't think everyone wins 100% of the time. That's why they call it gambling. I'm the last person to judge you for crapping your pants. In fact, I'm impressed by your boldness. The timing, on the other hand, could have been a tad bit better, like when you're not sitting in a heated leather seat.
Oh, God. That sucks.
What I'm trying to say is that if you want to go out again, I would be more than happy to take you someplace where we can get a meal that is high in fiber and less taxing on your digestive tract. I await your call. It's either Tad or Ted.
Tad.
And then, P.S., if you have shit yourself on purpose to end the evening early, touche. If you shit yourself on purpose to end the evening early, touche.
God, that's the heated seat part really did it for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I cummed.
Yeah. Hot shit. Love that.
Hot shit.
Oh, yeah. Is that it?
Yeah, that's all. That's all I got.
Well, appreciated.
Did you like them?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, pretty good. Not the best.
No. I couldn't find anything great.
Good enough.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Pretty good. So
they don't all have to be a foot girl, okay?
They can't. There can't be none. That would make foot girl less
I wouldn't put
impactful.
It wasn't the worst.
No, definitely not the worst. Okay, well, we're going to talk about Generation Z.
Okay.
A little bit. We're millennials. We're elder millennials.
Are we?
I think so. And then the kids underneath us in time, the ones that don't remember 9/11, they are Gen Z, Generation Z. You know, TikTok, Crocs.
Meaningless, you know, generational divides.
Yeah. There are a lot of words. I've noticed more and more lately, words and phrases that I just don't know where the fuck they came from.
Yeah.
That them kids is using. Them kids is going crazy for this shit. And none of it makes any sense. So I found an article, 50 Gen Z slang words you need to know on parade.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought we should talk about a few of them because I really don't get it.
You're not supposed to get it.
I know. That's the whole point.
You're too old to get it.
But I like trying to get it. That's what I'm interested in.
It's too late for you, old man.
We've talked about high.
I'm younger than you. Okay?
High key, low key, right? High key. High key is a weird one.
Yeah.
There is no high key. So that just was a weird. But I get where it came from, at least.
I've said it.
Take several seats.
Yeah, I know that one, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Oh, no,
what's it mean?
I know that one.
Use it.
Huh?
Use it. Take several seats. How would you say it?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
Take several seats.
Take several seats.
Apparently that means...
I know.
What does it mean?
Oh, well, no, take a seat. It's like take several seats, like fuck off. That'd be my guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically it. I've never heard take a seat like that before. I've heard take a seat when you're on the court. The basketball court, and you do a dunk.
Oh,
you said, take a seat.
That's not new. That's not Gen Z. They didn't create that.
No, take several seats.
Take several seats is them. Yeah, that's fine.
Right.
Right. But take a seat, that was from the 1950s.
Take and seat.
Take and seat, greased hair, leather jacket, white shirt, blue pants, Roger Klotz shoes.
Right. Oh, here's a weird one that I didn't know about. Sheesh.
Sheesh. Yeah, I know that one.
What is it?
Like, damn, sheesh.
No, that's what I thought. I know that. Sheesh. Sheesh is used to hype someone up if they're looking good or doing something good.
Yeah.
Really? Is that what you were getting at?
Yeah.
For me, it's like sheesh. Like,
sheesh.
Like Jesus. Like, yeah.
Long day.
Yeah, sheesh.
No, it's like, nice.
Sheesh.
Good job.
See, I've never noticed
sheesh.
That or heard that.
I've been doing that for years.
Living rent free, that's theirs. They did that one.
I don't like that one.
I don't like it either.
My mom likes to use that one. So
yeah.
She's wrong.
Yeah.
No, I don't think about her at all.
Incorrect. Where did hits different come from? Because that's a Gen Z thing. And I've used it.
Yeah.
And I get it. It makes sense to
I
me.
Like it.
I like that one. I'm fine with it. But I don't know where it came from.
I feel like it just comes from like weed culture. More so than
you think it is that
yeah like I feel like when like Bob Saget in Half Baked was he was the original. Wait, no, he was the I Suck Dick for Coke guy, wasn't he?
Yes.
What yeah. was the You Ever Do It on Weed? That one? Was that Bob Saget?
On Weed? Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen that in a long time.
It was Jon Stewart.
That's what it was.
It was Jon yeah. Stewart on yep. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, my bad.
Yeah, Bet.
Bet. Yeah, Bet. I don't bet. Like Bet. I don't like that. I don't use
bet,
that one.
Bet.
I don't like that one at
just
all.
Just means yes. But that must come from You Bet, right?
You Betcha.
You Betcha. And it's compared to the millennial term, which is Word.
Yeah, yeah.
That's us. That was all us.
Do people still use Word?
Just old people like us.
Just me? Oh, Word up.
No, a lot of people do, but people in our age range. I like this one, period.
Period.
With the T at the end.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've heard that one.
Using this at the end of a statement
at school
adds emphasis or intensity to the point made. Point blank, period.
Period. End of sentence.
Yeah, but right, with a T, period.
I don't like period. I don't like it.
I'm weak.
I like that one. Okay, because Rev says that one on Friday the 13th.
When he's laughing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we break him.
It's like I'm dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess that kind of makes sense.
I only like the Reverend was the one that taught me that one. Rev Cornholio, 69. Hasn't been on in a month. I'm worried about him. I am.
Yeah.
Rev, if you're out there, I miss you, bud.
Yeah, here's one I never heard before, but is definitely a thing, according to my not Gen Z, but more Gen Z than me wife.
My wife.
Sending me?
What's that? I don't know.
If you find something particularly funny, then it's sending you, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. That's a weird one. We're sending you where or sending you what?
I don't know. There's a lot of millennial ones I didn't like either. So, you know?
Oh,
I
yeah. Never used, no, there's a lot of them that I don't like from anyone, anytime.
I use diesel still, though. Back in the 90s, baby.
What about bussin'?
I like bussin'. I do. I really love bussin'.
Bussin' is pretty good. This specifically says it's for when you taste something delicious, but sometimes it's like sexual too.
Yeah.
Right? Because yeah. Where does that come from? Do you know?
Bussin'? Yeah. I think bustin'.
Bustin' nuts?
Yeah.
Really?
I think that's the where it's the derivative.
Derivative?
Yeah. So do the cum. Because Gen Z is all about cum.
Gen Z loves cum.
They love cum and they love eating ass.
Cum culture.
Yeah. It is cum culture. It really is.
Yeah.
Really makes you think.
Right.
Really makes me buzz.
That's right.
A buzz. Oh, sorry, I buzz.
I buzz.
I'm so sorry, I just buzz.
It slaps so hard, I buzz. Slap. That's another one.
I like this slap.
Slap, I support.
Yeah, when that started coming around, I wonder who created it. I like mid, too. Mid is great.
Mid is good. That comes from weed, right? Like that?
No.
No?
No.
What is it?
It's from, I think it's from MJF, the wrestler.
No, it's not.
I think it is.
No, it's not.
I only started hearing it after he did it on TV.
That's just a coincidence.
I don't think so.
No, there's no chance.
He did. He invented it.
No.
Let's see. Mid became a huge hit on TikTok ever since MJF used the term on one of his several thrilling promos. During the promo, the AEW star hyped himself up in the ring and took aim at the Midwest United States. He said it's called the Midwest because everything in it is mid. And then he said, Skyline Chili, mid. Your Cincinnati Reds, who haven't won a World Series since 1990, much, much, much mid.
Okay.
And every single person who lives here is mid.
Okay. Well, I don't like mid anymore.
I like it. He popularized it. I'm right. Fucking asshole. Fucking doubt me.
Oh, I don't doubt you. I doubt that guy, whoever he is.
MJF?
Yeah.
He's great. He's orange.
He's orange? Like paint? Painted?
He's got a really obnoxious spray tan. It's that way on purpose.
Oh, gross.
He's also the best heel in many, many years.
Is he snatched?
Snatched, what's that?
Looking good in a particular outfit. Looking snatched. I'm feeling snatched. Is that like because you're going to get snatched up at the club?
Yeah. What is it? How do you use it?
Looking good. Looking snatched.
Yeah, I don't know.
What about guap?
Guap?
G-U-A-P. Means money, a lot of money.
I got a guap. I was going to guess that it meant big
money. Money long.
Yeah. Guapo.
Oh.
Big.
Big, okay. Got it. And then small, S-M-O-L.
I like small, too. Small.
Small.
How small can you make your
mouth? I like it in that context, but usually it's like, look how cute I am. I'm so small.
I don't always like it.
Like an e-girl thing or something. This ain't it, chief. Where's that come from?
That's been around. That ain't it. No, that ain't it. I guess that's, I don't know if chief is necessary on there.
This ain't it, chief, is specifically from... Okay. Yeah, it doesn't really have an origin, like a specific one. But anyway, clap back.
I like that.
Sus, mad sus.
I like sus, dude. Yeah. Sus is good.
Yeah.
I use a lot of these. Sus. Not often, but...
Suspicious.
I don't really use sus, but I like it. Hey, you being sus, okay?
Period. So anyway, yeah, that's...
My favorite Gen Z is meet up with it. Meet up with it.
I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, it's because it's not out yet.
Oh, okay. Oh, what about drip?
Drip? Yeah. Drip's good. Got that drip.
Swag. What does that mean, though? Like, I mean, it means swag, but like swag comes from swagger.
Just like
but
style.
But why drip? It's liquid?
Liquid. Oh, yeah.
What's dripping? Drip. You know, you got that drip.
You look so hot, you melt and you dripping. Looking so fly.
Or you're making me drip.
Looking so fly, you're making it rain in the sky. You turn into a raindrop.
You just.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my guess. Like I said, I feel like most Gen Z slang is from people that smoke weed because it's legal now. So I feel like a lot of these are just.
That's why they were so fucking weird.
I just think that's why they're so fucking silly.
Okay. Like Chuji.
Chuji? Hey, Chuji.
Chuji.
I don't know Chuji. I've never heard that.
C-H-E-U-G-Y. Chuji.
I don't know. What's that mean?
Not trendy. That's what we should rename this podcast.
Why?
Because we're not trendy. We don't know these things because we're old.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Shit.
We're practically elderly and practically dead at this point.
I don't know about that. I don't think so.
I've been there. I've been dead, actually, already.
Yeah? When?
Every night.
What happened?
I go to sleep. I don't hear any. I don't feel anything. I don't see anything. I go to sleep. When I wake up, I'm alive again.
Yeah.
Really makes you think.
It really does. I guess you're right.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. So, that's it for the Gen Z horse shit.
I'm not old. I'm going to be 33 on Thursday.
Yeah, you're only 2 years younger than me.
Yeah, well.
So, you know what I do actually hate? I don't really hate any of that stuff. It's like, I don't care. But something that actually bothers me and makes me feel bad, just in general, like makes me queasy.
Yeah.
Something I didn't really know how exactly to put into words until recently. But this video I saw is a... she's like a singing person. She's all about singing. She's a singing teacher or coach or something. Yeah. I don't know. Her name is Dominique Lalama. And she called it the cursive singing voice, like singing in cursive, that artists like in the Gen Z realm.
Yeah.
They sing like this for some reason. And this video explains it better than I can, but you'll know what I mean.
The indie girl voice, aka the cursive singing voice or the indie pop voice, is a vocal affectation that has become wildly popular with singers of all genders in the pop genre in the last decade or so. The main distinctive feature of this voice is the funky pronunciation. Most middle of the word vowels turn into like an I sound. Most S's turn into like a sh sound. Instead of at your door, it's I chidoy. Instead of small waist, it's small waist. Instead of good, it's good. Instead of touch, it's touch. So on and so forth. That's the main thing that really distinguishes something as the indie girl sound. But there are a lot of other techniques that tend to go hand in hand with the pronunciation that really round out the voice. That's vocal fry, scoops, and breathiness. This word's been around for a long time, and many people have described the indie girl voice as a blend of all the things I just mentioned, with pronunciation being the most identifiable part.
I don't listen to that stuff, so none of that connects with me at all.
I just hear it in the world.
I don't pay attention, I guess.
Oh, well, it's everywhere.
Like where? I don't hear it at the bank.
Oh, no. I mean, like...
I hear the fucking shack on the bank. Where else
like
do
on
I
the
go?
Internet or on TV or, you know, on the radio.
I don't watch a lot of TV.
Well, anyway, it's there. It's big. And I hate it. And they need to stop singing like that. It doesn't sound good. It sounds goofy. Like Billie Eilish, you know?
I've never heard her.
She does it. And I don't care for it. So I just thought that it was interesting hearing what it actually, like breaking it down into what it actually is.
Yeah.
But I don't support it.
I don't understand it. Because I don't pay attention to things I don't like, you know? And I focus on the good things.
Well, then how do you know what you don't like?
Like my indoor slippers.
How do you know what you don't like?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm fine, you know?
Okay.
I'm fine. You know?
You do you, fam.
Sure. Yeah. Bet.
Bet.
Have you seen The Whale?
No.
No, I haven't either. But I haven't had
an opportunity to.
I have a feeling I know how it ends, and it involves a crane.
like in
Gilbert Grape.
Gilbert Grape, yeah. Gilbert Gape.
Gilbert Gape.
Who's eating Gilbert's Gape? okay. You want to decipher some Davey Havoc vocals?
Yeah, we can do. You the cock of the walk, Master Wayne. The cock of the walk.
The cock of the walk.
You the cock of the walk.
throw that cock on that walk. It's the Rocks.
No.
It's the Rocks.
No.
Okay. So recently we did a thing where we took a couple of Rob Zombie songs and tried to figure out what the fuck he was saying and made our own lyrics that were better.
Yeah.
And I want to do that for AFI because I've been a fan of AFI for a long time. So I've listened to them for a long time. And a lot of these songs, I still don't know what the fuck he's saying.
You like sing the big one? The song, the big song?
Yeah. This is from that album.
Oh.
Big song album called Sing the Sorrow.
I don't like his voice.
Yeah, I know.
I don't care. I know.
But it's the kind of thing where like it definitely blends into the music a lot too, which makes it even harder.
Yeah.
So I separated the vocals. I isolated them. To hear what they are like without the music. And another reason I did that is actually we got a message from Spotify that was like, we've found copyrighted material in like 4 episodes of your podcast or whatever. And ultimately I was able to say that we, you know, are critiquing the stuff.
Yeah.
So I think technically that's legal.
Yeah.
But in order to avoid that, doing just isolated vocals won't trigger that. So,
oh, good.
But it was only 4 things. We play a lot of music on here. Like,
yeah.
And only like four episodes at least. We must have played something for too long because you can play them for like 15 seconds or something like that without an issue.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, the song is Dancing Through Sunday. And most of it, I've never known what the fuck he's saying. And just for some reason, I don't often look up the lyrics if I don't know what they're saying, unless I'm like really curious about it. But for some reason, I just never did with this. But let's see if we can finger it out.
When you call me in, that's this Miss Way. Quiet in the boss, but still I.
Sound like Rick to life.
Pretty much, yeah.
Call me in, that's this Miss Way.
Call me UNICEF because it's a mystery.
Call me in.
I have no idea.
When you're storming into sex, it's a mystery.
Okay, that works for me.
When you call me in, that's Miss Away.
Yeah. That's good.
Quiet in the
possibility. I hear quiet in there. That was the first word.
Quiet in the possibility.
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
Quiet in the possibility.
Quite a linen box.
Yeah.
A possibility?
Quite a linen box possibility.
Yeah.
Quite a linen box of possibility.
Just possibility.
Okay.
Quite a linen box possibility.
Quite a linen box possibility.
Yeah, okay.
Swimming my ass swept away.
Swimming my ass swept away?
Yeah.
Swooning my ass swept away.
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 Swooning my ass. Like swooning. Like swooning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Swooning my ass.
Swooning my ass swept away. Swooning my ass swept away.
Yeah.
Or swum.
Swum in my ass?
Swooning.
No. That's swum.
What?
Do it again. Do it again.
Swooning. Swooning.
Swooning.
I don't hear that at all.
Swooning my ass.
Swooning.
All I hear is swoom, swooning.
Swooning my ass swept away.
I hear swum in there now. I hear them both, but
I don't hear swum at all.
Swooning.
Swooning my ass swept away.
I hear swoom. That's the real past tense of swum, I believe.
Swoom.
Swoom. Swim, swam, swoom.
Swim off my feet, wet, step, step, step.
What?
It's like a different language.
Swim off my feet, wet, swim off my feet, wet, step, step, step.
Step off a big west step, step,
swim
step.
Swim off my feet, wet, step. Slip off a big wet step.
Slip off a big wet step.
Slip off a big wet step.
Yeah. Slip off a big wet step.
Step,
slip off a big wet step. Step, step. We'll take the lead out. Drop, drop. Slip off a big wet step. Step, step. We'll take the lead out. Drop, drop.
Take the lead and flop, flop, flop.
Step, step, step. We'll take the lead out. Drop, drop. Start.
Flop and flop and start.
Yeah.
Two.
Okay.
Step, step.
Start to bleed.
To bleed.
No, it's like a G sound. To bleed.
To bleed.
To bleed.
Wait.
Start to bleed.
To quit at home.
Start to bleed.
Quit it.
Start to bleed.
To quit it.
To quit it.
Okay.
Like a quitted. Quit it.
Quit it.
You haven't been quitted.
Okay. Past tense of quit.
Quit it.
Quit it or quat.
That's a Tracy Morgan thing from Totally Awesome.
Oh, that movie.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, the outtakes from it on YouTube, which you should watch. Seek yeah. it out. 10 minutes of pure fucking beauty.
Yeah, that's good.
You ever been quitted?
To quit. Oh, redemption is a ray.
To quit at home.
Oh, redemption is a ray.
This is like the one line I know what it is anyway.
What is it?
Oh, we dance in misery.
To quit. Oh, redemption is a ray.
We dance in misery.
I hear it now, but yeah that's.
To quit. Oh, redemption is a ray.
I hear a dungeon mystery.
Oh, redemption is a ray.
Yes, a dungeon mystery. I like that.
To quit. Oh, redemption is a ray.
It's a dungeon mystery.
And dungeon yeah. mystery.
Oh, redemption is a ray.
In dungeon mystery. Yeah.
You want to have in dungeon mystery?
You want to do in dungeon mystery with me?
Redemption is a ray.
What?
Swimming asshole?
Do it again.
Redemption is a ray.
Swimming asshole, swimming asshole. Stupid asshole.
Swimming asshole, throw me that bone.
Throw me that bone. Oh, throw me that ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, redemption is a ray. Throw me that ball.
Yes.
Is it give me that soul, throw me that bone? No.
No. Swimming asshole.
Swimming asshole.
Throw me that bone.
Oh, redemption is a ray.
I'm in the arms of a misery.
Watching this fucker do dry vocals must be the funniest thing in the
oh
world.
Oh my god, I bet, yeah.
I bet he takes it so seriously.
Probably. He's very dramatic.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, at least in public. Maybe it's all a character, but.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know about him. I know he sang on with Ceremony that one time.
He's done a lot of like guest things for a lot of weird stuff. And some of it's good, some of it's not at all.
Wasn't he in like a Samhain band, like members of Samhain?
Yeah, Sons of Sam.
Is it good?
It's wicked good.
I remember listening to it way back. I don't think it stuck with me, but I think I liked it.
He sung on the first album.
Yeah.
And then they had a second album, maybe more, that was a different singer that he wasn't singing for.
It was Gerard Depardieu. yes.
But yeah, it's good.
He's a bad man, right?
Who?
Gerard Depardieu.
He was canceled, and I don't remember why.
Fuck him.
Yeah, I don't care about him.
But he did sing on that album.
The Three Musketeer.
It's proof. I have proof. The thinning arms of the wizardry. The thinning arms of the misery. The thinning arms of the mystery. You say it with a like the
thinning arms of Mysterio.
Swimming asshole, give me that soul.
The thinning arms of a misery. Oh, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, but if the other one's mystery, it's clearly misery. But
all right.
Of a mystery. Oh, he's doing like the 30s paperboy, man, mister. Suck off my misery. Suck off in my misery. We're slapped in the shadows.
We're slapped in the shadows?
Yeah. Sucked off in my misery.
See, I'm not hearing sucked. Slucked, maybe, yeah.
Like, I'm hearing slucked. Slucked off.
Slapped off. Slapped off in my misery.
I'm hearing slucked.
Slucked now. Okay.
We're swapped in the
shadows. Okay, I'll go with slucked off.
Slucked off, yeah.
Slucked off.
I got
slucked off in the shadows the other night. Oh, you shitting me? Love getting slucked off. We're flying to south to go, and that was my fire. Something about salt.
Do it again. We're flying to south to go, and that was my fire. What's that first word? In the shadows. We're flying to south to go, and that. Sounds like a burp. Slapped in the shadows. We're
flying to south. That's a part. That's like an artifact from the AI extracting it.
Oh.
Yeah. We're flying to south. Good. And that was my fire. Flying to south. Good. And that was my fire. Flying to south. Good. And that was my fire. I heard murderfied.
I did too. Yeah. The salt of beauty that was murderfied. We're flying to south. Good. And that was murderfied. The little burp is so.
Find yourself in beauty that will murderfy. Yeah,
murderfied.
Yeah. Let me hop in your
box, fill such wise. What? Do it again.
Let me hop in your
box, fill such wise. Let me hop in your butt. What?
Let me hop in your box, fill such wise.
Let me hop in your butt. Satisfy your wife. Satisfy your wife.
No.
Let me hop in your box. I hear your wife at the end, though.
I heard ceiling starts to rise.
Okay.
But. Let me hop in your
box. I hear your wife at the end. Let me hop in your back, suicide your wife.
Yeah, suicide
your wife.
I'm not really hearing your wife. I'm hearing like your eyes or something.
That's right. That's right.
Suicide your eyes is what I'm hearing, but I'll go with, we can go with wife.
Your wife. You're not hearing that?
Oh.
That's right.
Your wife.
Kind of, yeah. The S sound is kind of ambiguous, so. Okay, we'll go with wife.
Death is chocolate in a crepe.
Death is chocolate in a crepe.
Right, right, yeah. That's what it is.
Sophissa what?
Sophissa what? Sophissa what? Stop, stop, stop.
Sophissa what? Stop, stop, stop.
Yeah.
Separate the butt, the butt.
Yep.
Separate the crack.
So I hear separated butt.
Separated butt, the butt. Crack. I heard the crack in there too. But the crack would stop. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely, it's yeah, it's a mix between butt and crack.
Yeah, there's butt, like a merger.
But either way.
You know, there's like the that one character that's an A and an E combined?
Yeah.
It's like that, but for butt crack. Yeah, this is the same. Guitar solo.
So who will follow? Who is the lead?
Who will follow? Who is the lead? That's too clear.
I know a liver stain.
I know a liver stain.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're saying.
because I bleed as we dance. Who is the lead? I know a liver stain because I bleed as we dance.
I know a liver stain. He does a flip as he dance.
I know a liver stain because I bleed as we dance.
He does a flip as we dance.
I hear at the dance.
I know a liver stain because I bleed as we dance.
I hear as we dance, but close enough.
He does a flip at the dance. As we dance, either way.
Because I bleed as we dance. We all dance. We all have no chance in this whole moment. We all have no chance in this whole moment.
Have no chance in this hot romance.
Have no chance in this whole moment.
Have no chance in this hot romance.
Yeah, either hot or top, but either way. Top romance is actually pretty funny.
This romance is not mid, it's top.
Yeah! The we was locked in the shot hole! Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! That's it. I think we figured it out.
Yeah. Oh, the dungeon mystery.
Yeah, it was a real dungeon mystery. That's for sure. I love a good dungeon mystery. That's it. That's our show. It's all over. Appreciate you coming.
I'm eating McFlurby.
Yeah, my McFlurby's waiting, so.
I'm eating it on the mic, bitch.
Gotta go. Thanks for listening to our podcast, everybody.
Bye.
We'll see you next week. What's our website?
Coolparents.co. Get all this shit there. Dude, let's go eat these Flurbies, baby.
Flurbies. You get everything there.
Forget it. We got a show coming up. We got to promote it.
What is it?
I don't know.
I don't
know. February, what are we doing? February 18th at Fury's in Dover, New Hampshire?
Yeah.
With I-9 and Lovewell and Seth and all sorts of fellers.
Yeah, Sleazy T.
Sleazy T. Of course.
I don't know.
Sleazy something. No, it's Philly G.
Philly G.
That's Sleazy. Come on. Come on.
Yeah, man. Some hip hoppers over there.
Yeah.
And then we're doing
February 24th.
Yeah, without me. Without me.
Oh, fuck.
Because I'll be on my old hungy moon.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Deep throating that McFlurby. Okay. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. You heard the man. You'll get all the info you need at coolparents.co.
Coolparents worldwide, Instagram.
Yeah.
That's right. That's the most, whatever. Everyone okay, else that's fine. It. It's fine.
And leave a review and a rating. Good and graphics. Thanks for the patrons and the patreon.com/coolparents.
Love you, Russell.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, Chuckle Berry. Bye, Dog Dog. Bye, Quiz Milkman.
Thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
And I am Dump Truck Ass Boy. Yeah, Pixar Mom. I got ass like a Pixar Mom.
Fuck the world.
Oh, deep throat my McFlurby. Oh,
yeah.